Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog, dated December 10th, 2021, is titled, Stop Calling Me That. I've been trying, unsuccessfully, to come up with one redeeming value of labels. I mean, other than the obvious utility of being able to communicate using nouns during proper speech, it is, after all, convenient to refer to an object, place, or person by name rather than to point to it and grunt like a baby. I'm thinking about how we humans like to label each other. As a general rule, I don't like it. Labels imply definitions. Definitions have origins. What if the author or authors were riddled with evil? Humans are born depraved with a flesh that wants to dominate others. Labels become quite a useful instrument when wielded for achieving this primitive goal. So that's my first thought. Labels also imply, by definition, boundary conditions. In other words, to label someone is to put a type of palisade around them, their persona. It has the twofold effect of constraining who they are and precluding them from further consideration beyond the label. If a person chooses to accept said label, they are conceding a certain imposition upon their character. I dislike most labels because there are always casualties to a person once accepted. For example, if someone says to you, "Oh, you're such a brainiac," you might at first experience a boost to your ego. Pride comes before the fall, just saying. And for a time, you focus on being recognized positively by another human being. During that time, you may even begin to self-identify with the label, deriving a bit of self-worth from it. However, to actively accept a label, you are passively conceding exclusion from other circles. That's how our society works. We're forced to make choices. I don't want to be bound by labels. They damage my ability to express myself fully. In most circumstances, I choose to reject them, even when someone tries to impose them on me favorably. I encourage you to do the same. Here's a question for you. Do you like being called a, quote, Christian? Did you know that the origin of this term was actually derisive? Acts 11, 20-25 reads, "So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people. And in Antioch the disciples were first called Christians." Acts 26:28. And Agrippa said to Paul, "In a short time, would you persuade me to be a Christian?" And 1 Peter 4:16, "Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name." To be labeled a Christian meant you were a social pariah. In Jewish theocracy, this label caused much grief for believers. The label wasn't given by believers to themselves necessarily. Rather, it was given as a proclamation that, quote, "these Christians are like a disease." So be it from a believer's perspective, right? Well, that kind of bravery is easy when you're 2,000 years removed from the suffering in view. My point is that labels, once applied and universally accepted by others, sever the owner from others. It may even frustrate our ability to share the gospel with them. Our world is obsessed with labels. I suspect Satan loves this. People destroy their competition by labeling them. It's one of the oldest tricks in the book. Remember high school and all the cliques? What do you think that was all about? The haves habitually labeled the have-nots to oppress them, to maintain superiority. right brain is labeled, left brain is repressed. Left brain is labeled, right brain is, you want fries with that? Jocks labeled the brainiacs nerds. Nerds responded with, that's okay, someday you and your kids will be working for me. I realize I'm in the bowels of social casting right now, but that's the whole point. All I did was rattle off some recognizable fruit of evil. Is labeling even necessary? Certainly not fruitful, except to the human flesh, from its perspective anyway. As a pastor, I still experience this kind of awfulness. People are constantly trying to label me either Catholic or Protestant. Folks, I'm neither. I reject the presupposition that I must be one or the other. I believe the Bible. End of story. I don't need a label. Or when digging into doctrine's cortis soteriology, otherwise known as the study of salvation, people want to label me an Arminian or a Calvinist. Folks, I'm neither. Why in the world would I ever want to be labeled after some theologian? Again, I reject the presupposition that I must be one or the other. I believe the Bible. End of story. And so on and so forth. You get the picture. As convenient and attractive as labels are sometimes, learn to question them, especially when they originate from the world. 1 John 4, 1-6 reads, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus, that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world. Therefore, they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God and whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Stop calling me that, I say. Even when someone pays me a compliment, I'm suspicious of what presuppositions I'm having to swallow, or what a person's ulterior motive might be. It sounds like I live a tortured, hyper-analytical life. I don't, I promise. I've learned to let all labels fly past me like the wind, unless they originate from God. 1 Peter 2, 9-12 reads, But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Don't accept labels from the world. They are traps. How can something so evil properly assess or characterize a child of God? Refuse to give anyone that power over you. Drop whatever worldly labels you've accepted in the past, even the so-called good ones, for you are in bondage to them. Instead, heed God's word. 1 John 3:1. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.